This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Standing today in the center of the National Mall in Washington, D.C., you see the Capitol building framed by an arch of lights and speakers. In between the arch and the Capitol, a concert stage. And it's flanked by gigantic football helmets, one for the New York Jets in the shadow of the National Gallery of Art, the other for the Washington Redskins. It's not far from the Hirshhorn Sculpture Garden. Throw in jumbo TV screens and huge banners proclaiming Pepsi Vanilla, and you have a mix of entertainment, patriotism, sports, and the business of sports.
Hey, baby, you should be here.
To kick off its Jets-Redskins season opener tonight, the NFL was given use of the Mall for a concert featuring Britney Spears, Aretha Franklin, and the rock band Aerosmith. Earlier today, we went down to the Mall with Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports, and we did so just as Aerosmith was warming up.
It's another example of the NFL's marketing clout in America. The NFL, for the last few years, has tried to increase the marketability of their opening weekend. They started by shifting the games until after Labor Day so that fans would be at home to watch them. Last year, they took over Times Square in New York to commemorate the first anniversary of 9/11. This year, they very deliberately picked Washington, another, of course, site of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the nation's capital, and one of the most prominent places in our country, between the Capitol and the Washington Monument.
And a New York team to play here in the opening game.
And that was all chosen very, very carefully by the league. When the league's competition committee, it's called, gets together in the spring and they create a schedule for the coming season. This year, they very specifically decided that they wanted the season to open in Washington and they wanted Washington to play against the Jets. It fell anyway that they would have played that team, but this way they could have a New York team and a Washington team, very prominent clubs in the most prominent spot that they could think of. Bigger is better with the NFL.
All of these big vanilla Pepsi banners make this about as commercial an appearance as I've ever seen on the National Mall.
I can't imagine that there has been anything else. It has raised some controversy from groups that believe that there should be a separation of government and commerce.
Football and state.
Football and state. But the truth is that football and state are increasingly perceived by the American public as being one and the same. The NFL is one of the biggest marketing engines, if not the biggest, in our country, certainly in all of sport. They have the ability to do this sort of thing. And the way this evolved was that the commissioner of the NFL got in touch with and had lunch with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, back in the spring, asked for their cooperation to link this with the military, and was granted this permission.
You say this is an example of the clout, then, of the National Football League. Is it also an illustration of what ails the National Football League and why they feel obliged to do so much non-football stuff to kick off the football season?
I don't know that it's what ails them. In the eyes of NFL marketing executives, the way to sustain your hammer lock on the sports world is to do things that are bigger, more outrageous, more prominent. You think of Super Bowl halftime shows. Last year, I think it was U2 and Paul McCartney and Mary J. Blige, and it's just an incredible lineup. They want you, as a fan and as a consumer of popular culture, to sit back and say, how did they do that? How did they negotiate to get all of these prominent acts in these places that are considered sacrosanct in some ways as emblems of our culture? The NFL views itself very much as one of those emblems of our culture, as big as Times Square or the National Mall.
Well, in fairness, Times Square is synonymous with commercialism and with billboards. The National Mall is synonymous with the museums of the Smithsonian Institution and the Natural History Museum and the Old Castle and the Galleries of Art. So this is new turf for the National Football League, or for anybody for that matter.
It is, and from the National Football League's perspective, it's exactly the turf that they want to be on. I mean, not without reason is the National Football League's logo red, white, and blue. And not without reason is it a shield. And not without reason is football the one sport that is metaphorically associated most with war. And having it here only encapsulates that power.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us usually on Fridays, but today on a Thursday, about sports and the business of sports. Today, about the show that has taken over the National Mall and the heart of Washington, D.C., where the NFL and a soft drink are sponsoring the kickoff game of this year's professional football season.